The sun is very, very bright. And, I don't know, I've run out of all my work around here. Lots of it to do if the weather'd ever improve. I hear the logging truck in the distance. Evidently, they had cut and stacked sufficiently this week to have the jammer load a truck or two and haul them into Hayward. Some of the poplar cutting back there in Northern State's property is almost the diameter of a large barrel. And when you see that in 100-inch lengths, it doesn't take too many of them to fill the truckload. As I mentioned on the other side of the tape, I don't know whether it was still recording when I said so, but Mother has washed her hair and she's under the dryer. I have radio from Ashland on FM playing very soft stereo in the background. And I'm going to have a beer, I think. I have a few cans of Budweiser around. And while our soup for lunch was very, very tasty, it makes me thirsty. It must be salty. Or maybe it was all the salted crackers that we had with the soup. I have been looking with great interest to receive the tapes that Buffy has or will be preparing for us. I think especially nice in the group would be that little 10-minute affair again. That allows us to run a very short tape without getting too involved, and one little tape like that goes back and forth in the mail very quickly. Looking out the window now, and the trees are really swaying in the wind. I suppose our chill factor is somewhere around 50 to 60 below zero. I know that both of us wore masks when we went down to the cottage. And even through the mask itself, breathing through the wool of the mask, we picked up a lot of frost on the exterior of the wool, and it kind of hurt to draw that cold air in. I suppose that after 50 years of smoking, I probably have some emphysema, and these cold temps don't help too much.
When I'm in listening to the crackers here.
You know, I just couldn't resist retaining that little bit from Joe on the tape. Sure makes an old fella feel pretty good to have that little fella's confidence. Looks like a very quiet evening at home. We'll sit around the recorder and the television set and feel so fortunate that we're in out of the bitter cold. This partition has been just tremendous. It not only shows great economy in our fuel bill, but also we are snug and cozy. And Mother has placed her chair at the kitchen table where she's sitting on a hot air register. And up in the upper end where my desk is, I have a little register there all to myself. So last evening I sat there for quite a while, took my shoes and socks off, and I've been out in the cold quite a bit yesterday, and my feet were a little perspiry. And I found that in a particular position that I could sit in, the warm air from the register would go right up my pants leg. It really felt good, too. So, as I mentioned, and I know I sent a little picture down, or a clipping from the brochure that the Coast to Coast store has furnished, I purchased a swag lamp to use at the cottage prior to Thanksgiving. And of course, in moving things up, the swag was not part of our sale. So I have this swag with this little wicker basket hanging over the vanity in Mother's bedroom, over the sink. And it is just tremendous. It illuminates the corner beautifully, and Mother can put her makeup on. And I think that for a change, and for the first time, the little vanity sink will be used. Also, I think it's nice, too, if we all have a guest up here. And I know when Orrin Howard come, Howard takes a little time shaving, and this will be just nice for him in and the quiet and peace of his own quarters to be able to shave with good light. Pat, in trying to remember what I heard on the tape that you sent up here, I do remember your reference to taxes, and you're looking for last year's tax return. Hope you find it. I might suggest that if you keep a record of your deposits, you might find one that's unusual in size and might even identify which deposit it was. It's probably evident there on your bank deposit. Speaking of taxes, we have all our taxes paid for the year. I accept the postponed portion on the house itself, and that isn't due until the 31st of July. But we have to extend about $1,000 every year in property taxes. I know that the tax on the resort itself, which is due in full in February, was between $400 and $500. And then half of the tax on the house was in excess of $300. So during January and February, we've had to actually send the state of Wisconsin and/or Hunter Township between the two, close to $800, plus the postponed portion. So hope you get a lot back. I heard last night on TV that they're still considering a lump sum to sort of help with what you had paid last year. So let's hope they get it off. Gee, it'll be kind of nice to have some extra money, wouldn't it? The economy, with its inflation and raise in prices, I think becomes most pointed to me in one thing only, and that's in the cost of cornflakes. I can understand how gasoline can go up, and meat, of course, fluctuates completely, and LP gas and so on, but I actually become so upset when I go in to buy a box of cornflakes and pay 77 or 79 cents a box for the same box that was 49 and 51 a year ago. Not too long ago, I took one off the shelf, and in putting it in our lower cupboard here, I had the empty box that I'd finished in the morning and casually glanced at the price of 53 cents and then looked at the box I'm replacing it with at 79. And gee, that really upset me. We'll make sure that when we send this tape down, we include in the same package some tear sheets from the local paper showing the Pee Wee Championship team. And Jim was perfectly correct. The name, and I'm trying to remember now, was it Gould? He is the coach of the Pee Wees, and Jim was correct in that assumption. I haven't as yet looked in the phone book to see whether he has a listing or not. If he does, why, I'm going to encircle it so when Jim comes up next time, you can give him a buzz. The Hayward team has really hit the headlines here, and I think it's wonderful for a little town in the frozen north that's only had an active hockey team for 2 years to pick up the Pee Wee Championship for 2 years in a row. Darn weather has us restricted to quarters. Normally on a Saturday like this, with a bright sun, Ruth and I would be considering getting set to go to church in winter at 8 o'clock, and then perhaps a visit with Bowers or Belsati's, or maybe a stop over to see Estelle and George. But, you know, I'm really afraid to go out in this weather, with temperatures 15 to 20 or 25 below zero. If we did have a little car trouble in between towns, and there's 15 or 18 miles involved there, and in some areas very little habitation, I'm afraid we might really become pretty well frozen up before we got help. There's no traffic on the road this time of year. We make a trip to Winter and might see a car. We take a trip to Hayward and might see one or two. So that it's not good policy, I don't think. Fortunately, February is going to be a short month, and 3 weeks or so we'll be into March, and then although we will have spotty cold temperatures and still ample snow and many of our heavier snows, it won't be that 25 and 35 and I hope not 40 or 50 below zero that can happen up here in January and February.
Good afternoon, this cold afternoon. Just finished washing my hair, drying it, and combing it out, so I feel better. The temp hasn't gone above zero today. The warmest I saw it was 4 below. However, I did dress and walk down with Papa to keep him company, checking the brown cottage, and everything was okay. But wearing a face mask is not my way of dressing. Very uncomfortable. Why, breathing that wool when you don't feel good in your nasal anyway.
My nose.
Oh. I was glad to get back in the house and where it's cozier and comfortable again. Yeah, we had soup again for lunch. We'll have for a couple of days yet until it's used up. Took the extra fat off of it, but Papa said while he was eating it today, he says, you know, in this kind of weather, I think we need that extra fat. And I do believe when you're active in cold weather, what cholesterol may be in food, we do burn it up. Not just calories, but the cholesterol also. They say the body will balance it out naturally if you're in healthy condition. I picked up a book down in your cottage that I've seen all of you use at times, and I looked at it while I was under the dryer, and I got started reading it. 10 North Frederick. Starts out quite interesting. I think I have a book to read. Papa's in the refrigerator now. When we were shopping the other day, we picked up some little cakes. Nellie had treated us at one time to these, and they tasted so good that when I saw them at the store, I bought some myself. We keep them in the refrigerator. They're called Little Debbie Snack Cakes. There's 12 to a pack box, and they're packaged 2 per cellophane packet. And we're really enjoying these. I haven't been baking very much, but I do crave.
What's the filling in these cakes? Chocolate?
Yeah, they're all little white cake dough and split with a creamy filling. They're frosted with chocolate and a couple of crushed nuts on top. It's a treat to us. I don't bake that fancy when I bake. Oh, were we shocked today? Papa went out to the freezer to get a loaf of bread, and only one loaf of Hayward Bakery bread left. So I guess on Monday I'll be mixing up some bread dough. And if the weather is so confining as this, I don't mind doing it. Except that we sleep so doggone late in the morning that it gets a late start. That wouldn't work out very well, John. So, I'll have to get off my lazy duff one of these mornings and bake some bread. Or talk the chauffeur to drive to Hayward for a change. Do a little shopping, which would be a good diversion. I'm getting a little stir-crazy again. Our trip to town the other day was very, very brief. The week before, I went in and had my hair done, and that was also a brief trip. Papa got his shopping done at Lampert's while I was at the beauty shop. Then we picked up a few groceries together and came right home. I saw no one other than Hazel. So I'm ready for an outing, and I certainly look forward to summertime and getting somewhere else than where we've been. I look forward to having you all come up and visit and having the leisure of not that edgy feeling of the resort all the time. Maybe I can learn to live a little bit, enjoy myself. I heard Papa mention that we can use the motor over at Bowers, which will be delight, and I know with opening fishing, I am going to get a license this year. I'll be ready to hop along any time, I hope. I'm clumsy in a boat. I don't handle myself as well as I used to, but you'll all have to be patient. Clumsy as I am, I'll get there if you wait for me.
You can make sure that when clumsy Grandma gets near a garden, though, she's a gazelle again. She flits between the rows like a potato bug jumping from plant to plant. So don't let her kid you about being clumsy. Give her a spade and a hoe and a box of seeds and watch her go. Children, you're listening to the chopping of the tenderloins. And the toast is so crisp and warm and buttered in this salad sample. Oh, boy. Children, just a moment to get away from the dinner. What a satisfying supper. I finally finished my salad. Ruth told me that it weighed almost a pound and a half. And now I'm into coffee and a little brandy and the balance of Dan Rather's program. I think I'll go over and get a pipe down, light up, and put these dishes in the washer. I've got to get a tape that I can just keep for these moments and pop it in and record some music, huh? That'll be fun. I really would. Then you can play back the pieces you want. Mother just asked me to play cards. We're starting our fourth 10,000 game. And I'm just delighted that she asked me.
The last two games he beat me so badly, I didn't think I was ever going to play again, but what else to do? I don't feel like reading. I like to have one ear tuned to TV. I sit with my back to it. He sits facing it.
And as we get older, we can only love for about 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, I guess that brandy took effect.
I didn't have a brandy.
Hear you. I saw it poured here.
Well, a small.
Well, I didn't have any. You poured. You know how I like a drink with my meal? Well, I had half of it left after the meal. And Papa cleared the table and picked up the balance of my drink, tipped the glass upside down into the dishwasher. It wouldn't tell me what he had done, and I never missed it. And so I went all through the dishwasher. I thought he'd spilled some silver down in the bottom rack, so I'd have, you know, he does that once in a while.
Carelessly.
But usually fishes it out himself. But if anything was, you know, silverware was down in there, I wanted to get it out before I'd run the dishwasher. He wouldn't tell me what he had done until about 20 minutes later. He said, I poured the balance of your drink into the dishwasher.
My mistake.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't trying to do anything wrong.
He usually blames me for drinking too much. I think he's drinking too much when he pours mine away.
Actually, I only had one drink this evening.
Oh, baloney.
That's all I had. I didn't have any eyeballs before dinner. I had two cans of beer today, and then I had one brandy after supper. That was my entire intake of the day. So I really am very, very sober.
She's dead.
Of course, I want you to hear the start of this fantastic game, and to repeat myself, the riffling of the cards, the shuffling of the decks. My usual aside as we start to play.
Thank you for letting me. Thank you.
Danny, this is being played especially for you because I remember here 2 or 3 or 4 years ago when you first stayed with us and you were so unhappy when your folks left that this was your theme song. You would sing Raindrops Are Falling every once in a while.
Danny.
Well, children, it's 3 minutes of 9 o'clock and Ruth is determined to watch the Carol Burnett Show. We spent the last 2 hours getting about 30 or 35 minutes of tape off to Howard Nora, and I only wish that you were here to hear what we taped, or there to hear what we taped, or as Ruth just mentioned, you people probably should have tape parties down there so that these tapes can be exchanged. I don't know what else to say tonight. I'm getting tired. Shouldn't be, didn't get up till 10 o'clock. But it might be the fact that it's 18 below zero now on our thermometer, and it was 28 below this morning. Maybe the cold weather's getting to me. Good morning, girls. It's 10:45 on Sunday morning. We have been awake off and on since a little after 7. And I turned the radio on at 7 o'clock or 7:15. And the announcer from Hayward reported 36 below zero at that time. Mother had been up about 4:30, and in her trip to the bathroom, she peeked at our thermometer, and at that early hour, it was 25 below in the kitchen window. So with this 36 below this morning, we were doggone slow getting started. There was nothing to get up for. Not a creature was stirring. So we've had breakfast of cornflakes and jello, orange juice, a slice of toast, a little froggy this morning, and Ruth had a slice of peanut butter toast and a dish of jello, coffee and orange juice, and now she's sort of picking around like an old hen in the garden. She's scratching here and there, uncovers something to keep her busy for the rest of the day. She tells me she's going to read. Sun's coming in the kitchen nice and bright, and all the shoots from the bulbs that we had spoken about earlier are standing straight up, getting full of chlorophyll, or turning green. And it doesn't look to be too much breeze out there. I hope there isn't. I have to go down and check the cottages after a while. So I'm going to turn off for a bit now. 1:30 now. Mother is sitting reading. We haven't had any lunches yet, and I just came up from the cottages, and everything was in fine order down there. The chill factor, according to the radio at the time I went down, was 45 below. We have winds to 20 miles an hour. So I felt very fortunate. The leaves and snow had banked around number 4. Must have kept the water lines going because it's all working beautifully. I think now we're going to get a little soup ready for lunch, or some good cheddar cheese, or I see Mother has a hard-boiled egg in the refrigerator. So somewhere along the line with that and a little Braunschweiger, we might have a pretty substantial lunch. I don't anticipate any drop-in visitors today with this temperature. I don't think anybody's going to be out, so we'll really just have a quiet Sunday afternoon at home. And it has been a quiet Sunday afternoon. It's about 5 minutes after 3 now. Grandmother has been reading all afternoon. And I don't know what in the devil I did. I did a lot of walking back and forth and here and there and in the bedroom and in the bathroom and in the kitchen. And looking out the windows. Temperature's up now, a couple of degrees above zero. First time in about 3 days. And I thought I'd sit down. I've got about 4 minutes left on this tape and try to get a little bit more done so we can package it up. And then I'm going to take the tape that I've been working on for Howard and put it in the machine and see if we can't get that moving. When this tape and Howard's tape goes, then of course I'm all out of tapes again. So we kind of hope that Buffy will get hers up to us. She has a couple of them over there. And maybe you can leave this tape in the recorder after you've read or listened to it and erased it. And leave the recorder set up. I find that, or I would suggest that if you want to get a lot of words on the recorder in a hurry, why, just leave it on the table or close to the kitchen or dining table when you're eating. And we'll make a lot of fun. And you'd be surprised how quickly a half an hour fills up under those circumstances. It also gives us a little feeling that we're right there. And don't forget that, as I mentioned, have the boys do a little taping too. Would even enjoy Molly's bark once more. Suppose you're all home this Sunday afternoon from your busy hockey weekend. Did I understand you were going out Thursday evening and Buffy would be out of town on Saturday? I guess I do remember that you said she might stay over until Sunday if they had a play Sunday also. I'm kind of hoping the temperatures will warm up a little bit. We're supposed to be up to the 10 to 14 or 15 so we can get down to the other house and get some more work done. I do have an awful lot of work on that side porch too, you know, with the everything out there, boots and clothes and sailboat sail, and I just don't know. A Weber cooker, sack of salt, briquettes, and of course you know the garage, the number of items that are in there, from pipe fittings to gas cans. So I kind of hope the weather will improve and that on Wednesday perhaps I can accumulate two or three loads to go to the dump and get rid of some of that stuff.
Good afternoon. This has been a cold one. I'm a little cross-eyed from reading. I started that book yesterday and I'm sticking with it. Just hate to be interrupted to have to start supper. And I just had a start at boning the chicken breasts and well, we took two pieces of chicken out of the freezer and one whole big partridge breast. So that's going to be our supper. Don't know much what else to say. I've been eavesdropping on Papa's conversations here. He pretty much has taken care of everything that I've had in mind. I'd only be duplicating. I sound a little funny. I've got a lemon drop in my mouth again. This week shopping, I was fortunate in finding a bag of the little ones for a change. I really miss candy when I don't have it on hand, so. And I was out for a few days, so I was really glad to get some again. It's been a bright day here, and it sounds like you've had a cold in Madison also. We heard on the radio that you had 12 below this morning, which is pretty nippy. In fact, it was late morning when we got the report. I think it was 12 o'clock.
That was your report for 7 o'clock.
So, well, just a moment. We'll have some Valentines in the mail in a few days. I hope I get written answers from my grandsons. Could use a letter, even if they're too shy to record. If they're shy, I know where they get it, from their grandma. Well, it's about time I say my 73s, Papa tells me. Should be getting near the end of the reel. Good luck, take care, love you all, bye-bye.
I'm coming on briefly now to finish up the minute or two that are left on the tape, and two or three things I want to mention. First of all, Pat, you sound hoarse. I hope you're not catching a cold. One other thing, I certainly did enjoy the chimes of the clock earlier on your tape. It's a beautiful instrument. Often wished we had chimes like that on ours. And again, I want to mention, love to have Bob give us a few lines. He can talk a little bit. And, of course, Buffy, you know, the only time I hear Jim is when he's in the background asking for another beer or complaining that he's out of beer or saying, good night, Chet. So, see what you can do with the fellas. I will guarantee and assure you that I'll answer immediately. So get some tapes up to us, and from the frozen north, way up here near the North Pole, this is Grandma and Grandpa saying bye-bye.
Again, regardless whether they win or lose, I guess, they'll play at 2 or 3:30 in the afternoon. If they would win one of those games, then they'll play again on Sunday morning. But we're not planning to go up. We decided that it's just too much with boys skating here and there both. So the Stevens are going to take them. And if they don't make it to the next games, then they'll come back on Saturday night. Otherwise, they'll stay over and play on Sunday. I'm supposed to play outside tonight down at Franklin Field, but if it's 23 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning and sunny, I'm almost sure there won't be any ice by tonight. It's just a scrimmage game with East, but they like to take advantage of as many situations as they can in case, so when tournament time comes, they can be in shape to skate in the state tournament if they get to go. Those aren't until the 7th and 8th of March, I believe it is, so we've got a while yet to get ready for that.